The telecom industry in the USA is at a crossroads, grappling with new FCC regulations while trying to expand its reach. The question is, can it navigate these regulatory hurdles without stifling growth?
Let's start with the FCC's move to tighten the Lifeline program's eligibility requirements. Chair Brendan Carr's proposal aims to ensure benefits go only to legal, living, and eligible residents, with regular checks against Social Security death records. This crackdown on misuse could shift the subsidy landscape significantly.
Indeed, Taylor, this push for integrity in the Lifeline program, as reported by Route 50, could squeeze telecom providers relying on these subsidies to serve low-income customers. It's a move that could force a pivot in how services are delivered, making customer verification processes more stringent.
And then there's the FCC's new foreign adversary reporting requirements. Companies with FCC authorizations must now disclose any foreign adversary control. This broad sweep includes countries like China, Russia, and Iran, as highlighted by Aiken. It's a clear signal that national security is taking center stage, adding another layer of complexity for telecom operators.
This dual challenge of tighter subsidy rules and increased national security scrutiny puts telecom operators in a tight spot. It's a balancing act between compliance and competitive positioning, especially with the global integration of telecom networks.
On a brighter note, the FCC's ruling in favor of Comcast in a poll attachment complaint, as reported by In Compliance magazine, shows a commitment to supporting broadband deployment. This decision not only aids Comcast, but also sets a precedent for future infrastructure expansion efforts, benefiting the entire industry.
Speaking of expansion, AST SpaceMobile's $30 million contract for a military broadband demo, covered by Space News, opens new doors for telecom and defense applications. This venture into defense not only diversifies revenue streams, but also underscores the strategic importance of telecom innovations in national security.
The tightening of Lifeline program rules and the introduction of foreign adversary reporting requirements are testing telecom operators' adaptability. Meanwhile, FCC's supportive stance on broadband deployment and defense partnerships hints at growth opportunities, requiring strategic foresight.
Looking ahead, the tension between regulatory compliance and market expansion will shape the telecom industry's path. The key question is whether operators can adapt to these regulatory changes while seizing new opportunities for growth.